Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Monica Eaton Cardone is here. Monica has been with us before. She's the CEO and COO and co-founder of Chargebacks 911, and she's an international entrepreneur, co-founder of e-consumer services and global risk technologies, and she's an expert in the banking industry and the payment clearing industry. That's what their company does. And she's here to talk to us about a topic that you probably are experiencing a little bit right now, but you might not really be understanding the dynamics that are going on behind how money gets cleared between you and your customer and your bank. And she's an expert in this. Monica, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Good to talk with you again.
It's good to have you back, Monica. And thank you for all the good work that you're doing and the leadership that you and your company are showing on this topic. So let's take a minute and describe the current payment processing, collection system that we have, businesses to customer to bank, and you know that old triumvirate there. Talk to us about how things are right now. What is the standard process for that?
Well, in one word, I can say inefficient, which I think is what the government is.
Right. But what are the mechanics? Let's talk about the mechanics. Let's talk about the process.
So let's say that you're dealing what's happening more and more in the world is we're seeing a drive for electronic payments. Not as much checks, but these are credit cards, any type of online bank transfer. So what happens if you use a credit card? Let's say you make a payment online. Well, that payment goes to one bank. That bank sits on the funds for a day.
Right.
Then they send those funds to the card network.
Pardon me, Monica. Sitting on the funds for a day is part of the way these companies make money, isn't it?
Absolutely.
All right,
absolutely.
Now go ahead.
It's called a lot of you probably have heard the term the float. You know,
right?
Really, they have this massive amount, and a lot of these funds actually get traded. So this is incentive that they have because they're making interest on the amount of funds and the delay that it's taking for you to finally get your funds.
That's right.
So as a consumer, you immediately pay, the money comes out of your account. However, it doesn't actually go to the seller's account for maybe even 14 days.
Wow.
So
wait a minute. Time out. So credit card companies, some of them are keeping the money 2 weeks before the business owner actually gets their money?
Yes.
Wow.
Yep. So and some banks, if it's an international bank, they may keep it for 30 days.
Wow.
Most banks will only keep those funds for maybe 3 days, 5 days, but they're keeping it through the weekend. They have, you know, banking hours, which I think were created also to align with these interests. And, you know, bottom line, it's not a fast transaction, despite the fact that as a consumer, your funds leave your account immediately. You can't access them.
Right,
and
right.
As a seller, you're expected to deliver on the promise that you'll be paid, even though you're waiting and people are making money on that transaction that you haven't even received yet.
So let me stick something in here. So you remember what was it called? Check 360, wasn't that about 15 years ago? Check 360, folks, gives the merchant the ability to check your account and hold that money when you give them your check or your debit card. So that money is frozen, as Monica said, from you. But the company that took your money, took your credit card and your debit, I should say, and your check, they've started that process. But what you're saying, Monica, is they may not get that money for 3 days or a week or two, even though they started the process.
And part of this, so here's where it gets a little bit sticky. You know, it's not just, everyone has an interest here. So it's not, you have the card brands with Visa and MasterCard. You have the card issuer, which may be Capital One, for example. You have the merchant processor, and then you also have the Federal Reserve.
Right.
So, you know, all of these parties participate in a float in order to have money transfer from one point to the next.
There are people who make money they make a living just on the float. They get rich just on the float. So now you see, folks, why there's a desire among a lot of people to have faster payment system. For one thing, and we won't get into this right now, maybe another visit, Monica. For one thing, this is why cryptocurrency was created, so we could avoid a lot of this stuff. But back to this trouble we have, bottleneck we have. There are people trying to speed this process up, and that you're tracking this. There's a company made up of several banks that is doing this. The Fed is thinking about doing this, and it sounds like a good idea, but you're concerned about it, aren't you?
Yeah, well, this is one of the issues that you have when you have, and you have this with crypto. So you're unlikely to, even if every single airline would take cryptocurrency tomorrow, would you feel confident making a huge purchase that's not insured, because you can never file a chargeback, you can't dispute that transaction, and the money, cash, just went to them. Mm-hmm. So this is the issue. You know, we're thinking about creating efficiency, but at what cost to the consumer and at what cost to the merchant? You don't have any security in place. There's no fallback mechanism. And this you know, foundation really needs to be built first, so that we can secure sustainable payments.
All right. So tell us the new system. It's not secure because there's no delay? Is that what you're saying?
Well, by secure, I just mean, you know, a consumer feeling like they're protected against a scam.
Right.
So the minute that you have an instant transfer of your funds, like if you would never consider wiring through your bank wire for any purchase that you make online. That would be absolute insane, because if you've made purchases online, you've had experiences where you don't get what the seller promised. You get something and
hold on to that thought,
work.
Folks. We're going to come back.
Scam.
We're going to come back and straighten this out after the break. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasting. Monica Eaton Cardone is here. She's with Chargeback 911.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.